Professor Yona Alexander is a senior fellow at the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies and director of its International Center for Terrorism Studies. He's an expert on terrorism. With me now to talk about what intelligence agencies may find themselves dealing with. Professor Alexander, thank you for being on with me this afternoon. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Talk about your view on how, if at all, the death of bin Laden reshapes what intelligence agencies have to deal with as far as trying to figure out and navigate the structure that Al-Qaeda will present itself.
One immediate lesson which should be really obvious to everyone, that it took 10 years, almost 10 years, since 9/11, and actually about 20 years to really trace him and to kill him. Actually, it was targeted assassination, if you will, whatever. But it really indicates that we need quality intelligence and actionable intelligence, and it's not so simple. Despite the fact that there was a $25 million bounty on him, and it's really a major issue, a major challenge to all governments. Number one, to develop their own quality intelligence, and secondly, sharing intelligence or cooperate with other nations to deal with this issue. It's a question of trust, and it's not so simple to really affect, and therefore it took a great deal of time.
What is your sense of the nature of the relationship between our intelligence operations and Pakistani intelligence operations, given some of the events that we've learned about over the last couple of days, in particular the situation where the Pakistanis were not notified or informed about this Navy SEAL operation until it was already underway or concluded, depending on which reports are actually the case? Any message there that we should take away?
Well, you may remember that President Reagan had a favorite statement saying that you trust but verify, working with the Soviets at the time. And it's a question of really interest. That's really the key. If you have common interest to share intelligence, the problem with Pakistan that is obvious for many years, very complicated, because one side, one segment supports, unfortunately, extremists, as we have seen what happened when the terrorists from Pakistan, they attacked Mumbai about 3 years ago, as you may recall, and terrorizing the city for about 3 days and so on. On the other end, there are some segments of Pakistani government and military that cooperates with the United States. So you never know who really you can trust 100%. There is no such a thing anyway. But that's why there was a big problem with the challenge of Bin Laden. And apparently we don't have all the information out now, but it seems to me that the bottom line is that Bin Laden was killed, and fortunately some of the segments in the Pakistani intelligence and military, they cooperated.